Welcome to the Let's Chat with Mikey podcast. Get ready to sit back, relax, and chat with your host, Mikey Majesty Glam, America's most loved catfish, even though he's not about that life anymore. This show is brought to you by MGC Enterprise. MGC, show the inner you.
Hi. Oh my God, I'm so happy this is a thing again. Thank you for listening. I'm Mikey, and this is Let's Chat, a podcast where I bring on new guests each week with a fresh topic, keeping you wondering, what's next? Every time. I'm even going to be including some celebrity interviews. Newsflash, there's going to be one today, so stick around. Before we get started, I just want to say I'm going to be doing an MGC mask giveaway on this podcast and selecting two winners to receive an MGC face mask. Here's how to enter. Subscribe to this podcast and leave a rate and review. After you've done that, screenshot it and follow at Let's Chat with Mikey on Instagram. And for bonus points, you can like us on Facebook too. Once you've done that, send a screenshot of your review to either the Instagram or Facebook page and you'll automatically be entered to win. You must be 18 years or older to enter because it's like kind of illegal for me to send things to minors in the mail. Today, I have so many things to get to, so if you have something to do, don't plan on doing it for like at least 45 minutes or so-ish. I'm very excited and thankful to say that I have Perez Hilton on today to talk about his new book, TMI, My Life in Scandal. I'm also going to be having on my friend, model/entertainer, Seal Savagery, who, if you don't know, I used to do a little thing called the group chat with, which we'll get into. Today's topic is problematic YouTubers and celebrities. I asked online what I should talk about, and that was one of the top things. So I was like, all right, bet, let's talk shit. When I hit up Seal, I was like, what do we talk about? And Seal was like, problematic celebs. I was like, okay, cool, let's do it. So we have a lot to touch on that. So stick around. But first, I'm going to get Perez Hilton on, and we're going to talk to him about his book.
Please welcome to the show somebody who's been spilling tea since 2004, gossip blogger, actor, author, podcast host, entrepreneur, and the original influencer, Perez Hilton. Perez, thank you so much for coming on here.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me on. Congratulations on your podcast.
Thank you. I'm a huge fan of yours, so I really appreciate you taking the time to come on here. You just came out with your new book, TMI, My Life in Scandal, and not only does it talk about celebrity tea, but it also goes through your childhood and growing up in Miami to your journey to how Perez Hilton even started. What was more exciting for you to share, your personal life or spilling the tea? Because that's something you're already used to doing.
I was excited to spill the tea. I didn't even want to include the first few chapters about my childhood and formative years, only because I thought it would be boring. I wasn't afraid or concerned with reliving my traumatic childhood for many reasons. I lost my dad at a young age and my grandfather, and I almost don't even think I was very much alive when I was young. I was drowning myself in television and in food. I didn't have many friends or hobbies. All I would do was watch TV and not be a really present, engaged human being. So I didn't think there was much there. Thankfully, my co-writers convinced me to include that, and it's really been heartening and warmed my heart to see that people have resonated a lot with those first few chapters. People might relate to it, or also, you know, there were just things that people didn't know that was new to them. So that could be another reason why they really liked it.
Yeah, that was like one of my favorite parts of the book, because it just shows like a different side of you, because a lot of people that know you just automatically go to like, oh, celebrity gossip, but they don't realize that you're like a deep person who is really relatable. So I really liked that.
Thank you.
You talk about a lot of different people in your book, and I'm not going to give away anything crazy because I really want people to buy this book if they haven't already. You have an entire chapter on Howard Stern, and you recently said that you're banned from the Howard Stern show. That's like insane to me. Why do you think that is?
I wouldn't say I'm banned, but they just don't want me on anymore because Howard has made the conscious shift of pivoting to just A-listers. And I'm not an A-lister. If things were to change all of a sudden and I become an A-lister or just get a big TV show, they would probably want me back on. But I would tell them to suck it because when I needed them, they weren't there for me. And I was there for them, many, many, many times throughout the years, and even included a chapter on Howard and the show in my memoir. And they refused to book me to talk about it and promote it. So screw them. I'm never going back on the Howard Stern show.
I don't blame you, kind of like I grew up on Howard Stern. And I agree, though, because a lot of people are calling him out lately and calling him a star fucker because he only wants to have the top people on at the moment, like Billie Eilish and stuff like that. Like people that really honestly aren't even that interesting, but they're what's the most popping at the moment.
Most people, I think, in 2020 don't even care about Howard Stern anymore. It's all about Joe Rogan. The Joe Rogan Experience is the show to be on, not Howard's.
Yeah, he's having on relevant people, but he's not just searching for only that, and he goes into depth with them, so.
Oh my God, sometimes too much. It's insane. Freaking Joe Rogan will interview somebody for 3 hours. Like, I don't have time for that.
I know. Oh my God. Well, my next question, but I already know the answer to it. Would you go back on if they were like, hey, do you want to come on here and finger somebody again?
Hell no. I mean, I don't know. I already gave them the opportunity to create good content by
Right.
going public with this. I spoke to the New York Post, their Page Six column about the show not wanting me back on, and they are aware of that article, okay? Howard, I've been told, reads everything about him, and the people at the show and it's serious do. Once they saw that would have been an opportunity, like, oh, Perez is mad at us. Perez, why are you mad or whatever? And just to have me on, and I could have promoted my book, and also there could have been a bit. The bit is I'm mad and I'm mad at Gary and screw you and how dare you and whatever. But the fact that they didn't have me on after that, I know show business is not about loyalty, but I don't care. I don't need the Howard Stern show anymore, and he doesn't need me clearly, so screw him.
You've been in the press, like doing press all over for your book. And the other day you did ET Canada. And at the end of your interview, the hosts were like, oh, he needs to work on positivity. He needs a whole spiritual retreat and he's a mess. Just because you said that you're exploiting your past friendship with Lady Gaga for a book, but I don't understand why they were so nasty about that. I think you were just being honest. Do you think a lot of the hate that you get from people is literally just because you're honest and you're not sugarcoating everything and doing all the fake Hollywood shit?
Yeah, most people are not used to total transparency, which is what I give them almost all the time. Sometimes I'm not going to be totally transparent, and I'm transparent about that even, but
Yeah.
I am totally transparent most of the time. For example, last year when my mother had cancer and was sick, I wasn't totally transparent because that wasn't my story to tell. It wasn't my place, and my mother asked me not to, so I respected that. Sometimes people might think I reveal a lot about my children, but there are certain things that I keep private because I should. So I am totally transparent about myself as much as possible. And that really takes people aback because, people are used to those in the media talking and behaving and revealing things a certain way. And I'm not like most people.
Yeah. And that's what I personally like with people that are just real and transparent, and they're not just saying things that people want to hear. Do you think that you'd be as successful as you are today if you were loved by everybody and didn't have as much hate in the beginning as you did?
I would be more successful because I would be on television.
I don't know. Like, I feel like the haters really do get people talking. So shout out to them.
But I also know that my past is a big roadblock to getting me on TV often. And television is what would take my career to the next level.
I don't know. I think you're an icon. So if I had a TV show, I'd be like, yeah.
Well, thank you. I think I'm an icon too.
So really quick before we run out of time, you are coming out with a Perez box. Can you tell me about your box?
Yes. I'm very excited because I've never done this before. And I truly know people are going to get so much value out of this box. You can sign up for the wait list right now at PerezHiltonBox.com. Hundreds of dollars worth of value for a fraction of the cost. And how we can do that is many ways. But the main one is I had brands that really wanted to work with me and reach out to my audience. So they gave me their products and experiences for free or at cost. And I just announced the first item that will be included in the box, a special limited edition paperback version of my new autobiography. So if you haven't picked it up yet, the box is the perfect way to get it because you can get the book and the box and other items with the option of me also signing it for you if you want to click that little box. That's an add-on. And if you already have the autobiography, then you can just gift the one in the box to somebody else and keep everything else in it for yourself. And it's things that I daily use, I love, that I think will make people happier and put smiles on faces. And we need that now in this world because this year has been so awful.
Yes, we do need that right now. I'm really excited for that. I'm definitely gonna give my book to somebody because I pre-ordered your book like 6 months ago and didn't even wait for it to come in the mail because I listened to it on Audible before it even got here.
Oh, thank you.
So if you want to get his book, TMI, My Life in Scandal, you can go to PerezHiltonBook.com. Perez Hilton is where to find him on Instagram, where to get the tea, and at the Perez Hilton is his personal Instagram. Thank you so much for coming on here. I really, really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you for always being so supportive, and I'm happy to help.
Aw, thank you. Love you, mean it.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
You're listening to the Let's Chat with Mikey podcast.
All right, that was Perez Hilton on his new book, TMI, My Life in Scandal. If you guys haven't checked out the book, you really should if you're interested in pop culture. It is just a really good read. And if you're somebody who doesn't really like to read or you just don't really have the time to read a book, it's also available on Audible, not sponsored. But if you guys want to sponsor me, let me know. I'll give you a really good plug. I actually really love Audible. I'm not going to go into how much I love it because I'm not getting paid to, but it's definitely a good option for people who don't have the time or just don't really like to read. It's kind of, and he's reading it himself, so it's pretty cool to hear it from him, and it just makes it like more personal, you know? And yeah, now I'm going to go get Seal, and we're going to talk about some canceled YouTubers and celebs.
Hi.
How are you, gorgeous?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing phenomenal. It's beautiful today. Thank you for having me on your show.
Thanks for coming on. So this is my friend Seal, and we're going to just talk some shit today because that's just like today's theme. So let's talk about problematic YouTubers.
Absolutely. Anyone you like to like hate watch?
to hate watch. Sometimes I'm guilty of hate watching Jeffree Star's videos because they're always like popping up everywhere.
I feel that. But, I totally
like,
feel
I don't
that.
Even want to watch them. It's like how people feel about the Kardashians when they're like, oh, I hate the Kardashians, but you still watch every show.
I feel it. I totally feel it. Like, you can't get away from it.
Oh my God. I want to talk about Shane Dawson.
Okay.
Because nobody's really even talked about this, like, since it happened. He, like, made that video apologizing and everything the day after Jenna Marbles made her video. I feel like he canceled himself before other people got the chance to do it.
I definitely think so, too. Just because, like, he, like, very openly did more blackface on YouTube than he did, like, actual makeup looks. And I think that's absolutely fucking insane.
Yeah, same. I feel like he was just in a panic and he was like, okay, I'm next, so let me just do it before it happens.
Yeah, I feel that. He really, honestly, I saw his, like, apology video and he didn't really, like, address any of the, like, big issues that were at hand.
No, he never really addressed, like, anything at all. He pretty much just made that quick video and was like, all right, I apologize. But it's just, like, why did it take that long for him to apologize? It took, like some of those videos were, like, from 10 years ago.
Yeah, definitely. But, like, I think before all, like, the re-uploads, I think he was really, really good at, like, covering his ass and sweeping shit under the rug. Because I, like, he's been, like, such a consistent, like, staple on YouTube. Like, I've been on YouTube for 10 years, and I remember seeing him, like, how we see Jeffree now, like, everywhere. He was on, like, fucking everything. He was in, like, Hastings and book tours and everything. So I definitely feel like his clout hadn't run out quite yet because of, like, all of that. Because, like, the nostalgia with everything, like, all of us grew up and saw Shane on YouTube.
Yeah. But, and also, like, the humor was just different back then. Like, people were more accepting of things like that. Like, just things that are not really funny now.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I definitely remember, like, shock and, like, wow factor being, like, a huge thing when I was, like, in middle school and shit.
Yeah, I feel like that's how most of the YouTubers or just people from that era got such a big platform, from just being so shocking and, like, ooh.
Totally feel that. I remember, like, yeah, like, I totally grew up with Shane, but I remember I stopped watching him way back in the day when he did, like, Hey, It's Millie, that, like, puppet, like, YouTube channel with fucking the Fine Bros or whatever. Yeah. And I was like, that's fucking disgusting.
I forgot about
and
that.
And I, like, totally stopped watching him way back then. I totally felt that.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Oh my God.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's so good at, like, covering his ass and slipping shit under the rug. Like, everybody forgot about all of that. Like, everyone forgot about Shanaynay even for a hot minute.
Yeah. Oh my God, he's so good at that. Maybe that's why he did that whole conspiracy thing for a while. Like, he was like, hey, everybody, look at this.
Yeah, instead almost like... Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, for real.
Do you think he'll ever return to YouTube or, like, make anything?
I definitely think he's going to try. Like, I feel like he's kind of in too deep to get, like, I don't know, like, a basic 9-to-5. Like, I don't know anyone that would hire him, you know?
Yeah, well, he definitely can't get a job at Chuck E. Cheese, so.
Facts. Fucking literally burnt that bridge.
Yeah, the YouTube money will start running out quick, especially, like, all these YouTubers get big, giant-ass houses in the Hollywood Hills, but they don't think about, like, YouTube can literally be gone.
Literally, like, in an instant.
Like, just like Vine was. Like, there were people on Vine that were, like, going to conventions. Like, they were making it, and literally, Vine, where's Vine?
Rip Vine.
Yeah, bye. Do you think that him hanging out with, like, Jeffree Star brought him down even more? Like, he already did all that stuff in the past, but do you think that just, like, added another layer to it?
I feel like when you do, like, openly, blatantly racist things in public and online for, like, clout and attention, and you, like, hang out with other people who have also done openly, blatantly racist things online and in person for attention, it kind of, like, sets in stone that you are a blatantly, openly racist person.
Yeah, and I don't understand why there's so many people that forget that. Like, why is Jeffree Star so relevant, even though there's literally videos of him walking down the street, like, screaming at people, calling them the N-word? But those videos magically disappeared, like, after they resurfaced. So he definitely paid for that.
Absolutely. Money so talks. I definitely think that, like, he's still relevant because it's, like, everyone kind of loves to hate watching his career. Like how he said, like, that's, like, the love-hate kind of, like, Jeffrey's the vibe. But I feel like it's, like, if you're driving past, like, a crash, everyone's going to look, you know?
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's how I felt when he just got robbed by that guy right now. How did you feel when literally. You saw
him? I felt like that was pure karma in motion.
It was. How did you feel when you saw him with that guy? Because honestly, my first thought when I saw him was, yeah, that's a nice way to try and backtrack all the racist stuff. Mm-hmm.
I was kind of shook, but like, I didn't buy it like at all. I was just like, oh, like it's like Nikita, how she like paid that guy to be her boyfriend.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think it's ridiculous because he was saying, oh, we're just two adults. We're just two adults fucking y'all. Like, we're just hanging out. But if you were just two adults fucking and hanging out, then why do you feel the need to like display him on everything up until that happens?
And then put him on blast when shit doesn't work out.
Yeah. Like, I think he even took pictures with him for his campaign and like didn't even include them. So that
I did hear about that.
Yeah, that like totally backfired. But this guy is smart because he went in there, scammed him for a minute, but my only thing is he should have done it a little bit longer and got more out of it.
I mean, like, I don't condone like real life shade like that, but like I don't like people using people, and I definitely feel like it was like pure karma because he was so using homeboy for like, hey, I'm not racist, look at my black boyfriend. But then
they were both using each other.
Exactly, like openly. But that's why I felt like it was pure karma in motion, like full circle.
Yeah, but this guy's not that smart though, because he really does look like a total clout chaser now, because he's charging people $50 to promote them on his story for like 12 hours. And I'm like, you're not that relevant, but okay.
Yeah, literally.
So,
like, I didn't see Nate doing any of that when.
Yeah, no. Well, he probably has like a whole bunch of money. He's seen years of tea that he could spill. He probably had to sign NDAs. But I just want to know if he'll ever actually get canceled, or is everybody just going to keep forgetting him because he's Jeffree Star and he's just so popping to everybody. All these little white girls. Like,
honestly, I speak for myself. Like, the last thing I watched and like genuinely like kept up with was Jeffree's Chris Hansen interview about like the victims with Dobby and all that tea. So like, I really haven't seen anything of him in a while, but, and I speak for myself, I have never like purchased a J-Star palette, lipstick, mirror, no cosmetics, no popsicle music, no merch. Like, I don't stand cancel culture, but I stand accountability culture. Yeah. And I just, Jeffree's not my vibe, so I don't give him my money.
Yeah, well, there's like a big difference between cancel culture and somebody who is genuinely an asshole that like doesn't deserve a platform.
Absolutely.
Like, you're saying racist stuff, like it's, or just racist in general, like it's just not, there's no like backtracking that.
Yeah, no way. You can't apologize for that. Like, that's gross.
Yeah.
Imagine being racist in 2020. Could it be me?
Yeah, literally. But there's just so much of that. There's, and then cancel culture is just so selective.
Absolutely.
It's always people who didn't really do something as extreme as other people. Like, maybe they did do something like Jenna Marbles. Like, that was like kind of insane.
Yeah, I was so shook when I saw Jenna's video, like out of nowhere. But like, I remember seeing like everything that she apologized for, but like, to me, it was never as aggressive as like Shane and like
same Jeffrey, like she made that like, I don't even know what it's called, but that dick song or whatever. Yeah. And like, yeah, she had some things in there that are kind of offensive, but she was not like saying the n-word to people. And
yeah, exactly.
Like, oh my god, I don't know, it's just so selective. And there's also like Trisha Paytas, who I still can't figure her out. I don't know if she's like trolling or if she is like actually like ignorant, or if she's like really smart.
Like, okay, I love Trisha. I have followed her since I started like on YouTube. Same. And I was like on her blog, like I peeped her vlog channel that was like the Blonde Sun Doll for MJ and all that. And I like read all her books and everything. Like I looked up to her. I thought she was like a beautiful Anna Nicole Smith vibes. Like she was a queen and she's everything. And I still think she's a queen, but I really think she's a lot smarter than she leads off. I feel like she's a genius and she like plays dumb really, really well for like money and views. Very like, she's amazing. Yeah. You know?
I think she's a genius too in that way because like Paris Hilton, like they know that saying like the most ridiculous stuff is going to make everybody go, is this girl insane or stupid? Yeah. But it's going to get everybody talking. So it's a smart business decision.
Trisha definitely knows how to like stir up drama and publicity. Like she'll never do anything that'll get her like arrested straight up, but she does things that like gets her coin. And I support that.
Oh yeah. And I love the podcast that she's doing right now.
Oh yeah. The H3H3, the frenemies. Yeah. Vibes.
Oh my God. It's so good. Did you see the one, not the last one, but the one last week when they got into the big argument?
I did. I heard about that. I like caught up on the tea this morning. I'm so late to it.
Yeah, she's like so entertaining and hilarious. I love her. Yeah. But also like questionable.
Homegirl's very sensitive.
Yeah, right now people are dragging her for fetishizing cultures. Like she's fetishizing Jewish people right now. Do you think that's like problematic or is she just like, I don't know, because her boyfriend is Jewish. I think that's problematic,
but that's true. At the same time, I feel like her boyfriend is like totally like entertaining it and encouraging it. So, like, oh, yeah. What does that say about, like, Moses, you know?
Yeah. Like, he totally is encouraging it. He's like, yes, honey, get those Absolutely. Views so we can get that house.
Exactly. New pool.
Yeah. Oh, my God. How do you feel about her and her sister collabing for an OnlyFans video? Because they got, honestly, they weren't, like, I guess they weren't doing something sexual. I didn't really see it. But.
I didn't see it either. I saw, like, some pictures, but I didn't see anything, like. No, like, no incest or anything like that.
Yeah, apparently they were just, like, it was, like, acting or something. And they were just, like, acting all sexy for something and doing some skit. But everybody was, like, dragging her. And they're, like, that's disgusting. That's incest and all this. But she's one of, like, the top creators on OnlyFans.
Like, she's, like, yeah, she's, like, the top earner. Yeah. Like, I say get that cash, ho. Like. No tea, no shade, no lemonade. Her and her sister are both models, like, and they're both adults. Like, as long as there's no incest. And it's like, you do you, you know?
Same.
Get that money.
And it makes sense for her. Like, it just, like, fits her vibe to, like, be living her OnlyFans fantasy. It's not
exactly.
Bella Thorne, who literally ruined OnlyFans for people.
Yeah, that shit was wild. I got off as soon as I found out. Like, she changed the whole shit. You can't even, like, tip over $100 now because of that scandal with Bella.
Yeah, that's insane. And I still can't really comprehend her reasoning behind it. She claimed that she was doing some sort of documentary on it. But what are you documenting? You're not a real sex worker.
Where's the documentary? This girl was on Disney. What do you mean?
Yeah, and she's not even a real sex worker. Like, she doesn't need the money. She's doing it for, like, entertainment. Like, she's just like, oh, yeah, this will be entertaining to show people how to make an OnlyFans. It wasn't even worth it. Now people aren't even, like, fucking with her. So she's not even going to get her little documentary.
I thought it was wild that Tana, like, shaded her for, like, what's the word? False advertising when Tana did the same shit, a year ago.
She did. She went on Snapchat and she was like, you'll get what you actually want.
Nobody got shit. Everyone got her Instagram bikini pictures.
Oh my God. Let's talk about Tana for a minute. I love Tana for a hot minute, but I feel like the past few months, I'm just like,
Tana does not pass the vibe check lately.
No. And she's also like, she's entertaining in the sense of, like, that drunk white girl at a party that's, like, telling a story really fast. And everybody's
Totally feel that.
But I feel like she would be, like, really obnoxious to be around in real life because she's just, like, I don't know. She just doesn't know when to, like, turn it off, I guess.
Yeah, I definitely feel that. I get weird vibes from Tana, but, like, the same I get weird vibes from Bella. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, they're all weird, but so am I.
Same though. Normal the construct.
I actually saw a picture of her this morning and she was like hugging on Jake Paul and I'm like, does she need money? Like, what's happening here?
I'm dead.
Yeah, like I still don't get that. I don't think that was a real, they said that wasn't like a real finalized marriage. It was just like a entertainment purpose thing, but
the Danielle Kahn marriage.
Yeah. TikTok stars are so funny.
They are. Oh my gosh.
Who is the one? There's one that's like from my state and I can't even think of who it is right now. It's literally like one of the top people. Charli D'Amelio. She's the one that lives here. Or she used to live here, I guess.
Charlie's from Connecticut?
Yeah.
That's amazing. I did not know that.
Here. Eugenia Cooney lives here too.
Hey.
Poor Eugenia. I saw her recently and she's like just not really looking that amazing.
I send her good vibes and good energy. I hope she gets better.
Same. I think she needs to stay off of the internet. People are so cruel.
I absolutely agree. I feel like it's very aggressive. It was like really triggering to watch, so I like unsubscribed to her a few years ago, TBH.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like
every now and then I like look and I'm like, you good girl?
Yeah, it's triggering she's to still a lot of people. Him, like I just feel like the internet is so rude sometimes, especially TikTok. TikTok is like so like ridiculous with the comments that people say.
Absolutely.
It's like on another
fucking
level.
Literally. I totally feel that. There's like no rules on TikTok. It's a wild place to live.
Yeah, for real. I literally got drugged for a like 8-second video of me taking a sip of a martini.
What the
and
fuck?
Everyone was like, your foundation is too light.
That's wild.
I was just like, oh.
I feel that. People are always trying to come for me for my cosplays, and I'm just like, hate on me, ho. The fuck?
Yeah.
Haters on me. For real.
Yeah, like, thanks for the like and comment or the view.
For real. Thanks for the view. Thanks.
Oh my god, I wanted to also talk about, because I talked about it briefly in my intro, I wanted to talk a little bit about, like, how we met. We met on the internet, like...
We totally did. We met on the internet.
A few years ago, and we're still friends. I think that's, like, pretty cool. That's, like, how it seems to be these days. I have a lot of people I talk to on the internet, like, probably more internet friends than real-life friends.
Me too, honestly. But I feel like it's because online, like, we're about our business, TBH.
Yeah. And we did this cute little thing called the group chat.
Yes.
And yeah, oh my god, I was watching a clip of it like a few days ago and I was like, ah, so cute. Like how much people can just progress in like only a few years. Like yeah. I look so different and everything.
Absolutely. I totally do too. I like look at the old like trailers because I'm trying to like I want us to revamp the whole show and like start over because it's a new season with new people. I just like it touches my heart. I'm like, oh my gosh, what a throwback. My hair doesn't even look like that no more. Like all of us have changed our makeup styles and stuff. Like
I know. I was so up on there with like purple hair and purple eyebrows.
And that look was fucking everything.
Yeah. Oh my god, we definitely have to revamp that. It was so cute and fun. It's just like Absolutely. Cute little vlogs for people that don't know. It's basically like clips of like
our lives, just like
yeah, like there's a bunch of different people moment. And it just shows little clips of entertainment people and like entrepreneurs living their lives and doing their thing. And I love it. It just shows like a different perspective of everybody, different ages and situations.
For sure. Sometimes we give advice and sometimes we just like walk you through our makeup and like it's just like up close personal and like little intimate moments.
Yeah, it's like fun, fresh, cute, sexy, and fierce. So
I love it.
Yeah. Do you have any final thoughts on the internet and like cancel the culture and any of these people?
The internet is a beautiful place to live. Make sure that you guys hit me up and follow me on all my social medias. Peep my link tree.
Yes.
My name is CL Savagery. Follow me on Instagram at The Art of My Eye. You can follow me on TikTok too at The Art of My Eye as well. And subscribe to my YouTube channel.
Yeah. And you're like multi-talented. Like you're up here doing music, singing, painting, dancing, like everything. Yeah. So you're definitely a really fun person to have on the internet and I'm glad we met. Thank you for coming on here today.
Thank you, gorgeous. Thank you for having me.
Anytime. Love you, mean it.
I love you too.
Bye.
Yeah. That's today's show. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it, and I hope you enjoy it. Once again, I'm going to go over the MGC mask giveaway. So if you want to enter to win a free MGC mask, all you got to do is this. Subscribe to my podcast wherever you're listening from Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever, and then leave a review. Once you're done with that, take a screenshot of it, follow the Let's Chat with Mikey Instagram page at Let's Chat with Mikey, or like us on Facebook and send a screenshot of your review. Once you've done that, you're going to be automatically entered to win. You have to be 18 or older. I'm not going to send a minor or something in the mail because that's inappropriate. But I will announce it, not the next podcast, but the podcast after that. So you'll have a little bit of time to enter. And yeah, thank you so, so much for listening. Shout out to Perez Hilton. Shout out to CL Savagery. And shout out to you for sticking around. And I hope you come back next episode, because there's gonna be another celebrity or two. So yeah, until next time, be safe, responsible, and respectful, and as always, be a leader. Have a sparkling, sexy, sensual day of excellence. This is Mikey Glam reporting live, well, checking out or whatever.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. At Let's Chat with Mikey is the podcast Instagram. At Mikey.glam is the host Instagram. This podcast is brought to you by Anchor.fm and MGC Enterprise. MGC, show the inner you.